the argument among some is that, you know, it adds to the deficit. Why is it that despite mountains of evidence that when you reduce taxes, like the Trump tax cut in 2016, like, you know, Reagan, going back to Reagan, Bush did this. There are many examples where you lower the tax burden and you actually increase the revenue as a result of that. So you tax less, but bring in more revenue to the Treasury because you unleash all this economic activity. Why can't the Congressional Budget Office understand that? They score these things, and every time they're wrong. You know, they were wrong about Obamacare and how they scored that, and how many people would go on Obamacare. They've been wrong on these tax cuts before. I mean, how many times does somebody have to be wrong before you stop listening to them?
Well, and I will tell you, you know, the Republicans generally take the CBO scores. We do take it with a grain of salt because we understand the history of it, that they have been inaccurate. And over and over, as we were looking at those tax cuts over and over, you know, not corporations were talking about how, yes, you cut the corporate tax, but we ended up paying more dollars in because of our growth. Because we were growing. So we actually, our tax burden dollar-wise was higher. But it was attributed to the growth we saw after their cut in the corporate tax rate in 2017. But it, you know, in addition to that, there is a process when we get CBO scores. If you have the chair of the committee and the chair in the House and the chair of the committee in the Senate can get their own scores. They can change those scores. They can, you know, make an accurate score. There is a process for that. Now, granted, you have to have, you know, I'm assuming they have to be of the same party so that, you know, like we are now with the Republicans in control of both, so that they're able to move that forward and change those CBO scores. So there is that's a process not always used. But yes, I understand that CBO, and so we always take them with a grain of salt. We recognize that yes, there is growth in when you do tax cuts, there is growth.